Jesus saves. The coal hauling train car said, "Hallaretta, Jesus saves," in white chalk ardent letters. So do the bathroom stalls and bumper stickers riding their diesels up Highway 81, and the letters Nate's mom sends in the blue envelope she adores, because they are sacred, they are great, they are from the Christ store of Baltimore. I used to think it was boredom. I believe, I thought, the paperback Jesus of the droopy eyes came to those who had nobody to love but the good times Jesus of the afterlife picnic. But it's a prayer, isn't it, Loretta? It's what we want instead of what we've got, not the dead little boy in the dining room with his heart and lungs pierced by a kitchen knife, not the mother face weeping while opening the drawer, or the mother face drafting the suicide note, while the not-dead-yet little boy wondered where was the yogurt, or tried to strap his tongue around the nouns that say a world of bees and bananas unfurled in the grass to eat and toss. "Don't cry," maybe he said before it was too late, but she was too busy killing him to hear anything but the hurricane of killing him, and by then anyway there was not rain everywhere, and a kind of humming he couldn't name, and somewhere low down, Loretta, not rage or pain, but wonder that he was going to be a plume instead of a boy, and waft around his beautiful haint mother in a perpetual mew, like this blue-eyed billboard Jesus, this hot potato bumfuck Jesus, saving who, Loretta, who?